You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The news came in today that a family we've interviewed on this program, at least two members of the family, have been deported. Their attorney, Brad Thompson, joins us now. Give us some background on who this family is, how they got to this country, and why they've been deported.
So Susanna and Sarah and their U.S. citizen daughter were originally here in the United States. Isabella, the youngest daughter, has epilepsy and was born in the United States. Sarah and Susanna are both citizens of Mexico. And their most recent entry was in 2014, where after suffering from extortion, they fled to the border and requested asylum, where they were paroled into the United States and were put into removal proceedings in the Detroit Immigration Court to request asylum.
I want to stop you there because it seems to be the dispute between you and U.S. officials. You say they were granted asylum by a Border Patrol agent. They say she came to the country illegally. So where did that dispute break down?
So specifically, she was never granted asylum. She came to the border and had a credible fear interview where she was found to have a credible fear. But in order to obtain asylum, the immigration judge would have to grant asylum in this case. Where we are in difference with the government officials is that the government officials are claiming that Susanna was a priority one for removal, according to the November 20, 2014 memo, specifically stating that Susanna and her daughter were an alien apprehended at the border or port of entry while attempting to unlawfully enter the United States. Now, if I read the law black and white, she came to the border and requested asylum. Technically, she was inadmissible upon entry, and so the government officials are making that argument that because she didn't enter with a visa, even though the U.S. officials let her into the United States, technically the government is arguing that she unlawfully entered the United States.
So the bottom line is, this morning, Susanna Bernabe Ramirez and her 16-year-old daughter, Syra Hernandez, were deported this morning. That leaves the 11-year-old Isabella here in the United States. Who's caring for her?
Her grandma at the for the temporary moment, the grandma, also the community in Washtenaw County, especially the Washtenaw Interfaith Council for Immigration Rights, has reached out, and there's been a huge community involvement to help take care of Isabella. And that is a great question. That's what we're trying to figure out. I mean, this unfortunately is a sad reality of working in this type of profession, is this happens where families at the last moment really have to figure out what to do because the decision comes at a last moment. And so right now Isabella is living with her grandma, and we're working together as a community to make sure that all her needs are met as best as it can be met.
So Susanna and Syra, there's no appeal. They're out, right?
Correct.
That's a difficult situation. How is Isabella feeling about this at this point?
I cannot even imagine how she feels right now, having had her older sister and her mother deported. So I really cannot answer that question, but it breaks my heart. So I can't even imagine what she's feeling right now.
So what does this tell you about immigration law in the United States?
What it tells me is we're in a new era of enforcement. Ever since November 20, 2014, ICE, especially here in Michigan, has enforced removal much stricter according to their enforcement priorities.
That's Brad Thompson. He is the attorney for Susanna Bernabe Ramirez and her daughter, who were both deported this morning, but leaving behind U.S.-born Isabella Hernandez, who's in the care of her grandmother in Ypsilanti. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.